Welcome and come on into the journaling room. Whether you're a seasoned writer or just staring at a blank page for the first time, the journaling room is here to meet you where you are. Let's discover together how journaling can unlock clarity, healing, and a deeper connection to your story. Let's get started. Hey friend, and welcome back to the Journaling Room podcast, where we're exploring the power of pen and paper to help you think better, feel better, and live with more peace, purpose, and clarity. I'm so glad you're here. I'm your host, Kendall Snyder, and today we're talking about a simple but powerful journaling tool that I absolutely love. It's one that I come back to again and again. I do this every Sunday in my life and in the days in between, and especially on the days when my brain feels like a browser with a million tabs open. It's called the brain dump. And in this episode, we're going to dive into why it works, how it helps reduce stress and overwhelm, and how you can do it in just a few easy steps. So grab your favorite journal, maybe a beautiful pen, a favorite warm drink, and let's get into it. Let's start with the why. Why do brain dumps help? Why do they work? Here's the truth. Your brain is for processing, not storing. But so often we treat our minds like storage units. We keep everything up there, reminders, worries, ideas, to-dos, conversations we need to have, things we forgot to do last week, things we're worried about for next month. Do you see what I mean? We often treat our minds like filing cabinets, stuffing them with all the things I mentioned, and even the ever-present don't forget reminders, deadlines to meet, errands to run. It just goes on and on, right? But David Allen, a productivity expert and author of Getting Things Done, offers a powerful reframe here. Your mind is for having ideas, not holding them. That simple truth really changes everything. Because our brains are brilliant at generating creative ideas, insights, connections, but they're not designed to act as a long-term storage unit. When we overload our minds by trying to retain everything, we create mental congestion. Have you ever felt this? It's like opening too many browser tabs at once, and eventually the system just slows down or crashes. The same happens to us. We get overwhelmed, distracted, anxious, and not necessarily because we're doing too much, but just because we're trying to hold too much in. Imagine if your phone's notes app was the only place you ever wrote anything down. You never set a reminder, you never kept another paper calendar or even another calendar on your phone, no task manager. Pretty soon it would be chaos. Yet that's what we do to our minds all the time. We rely on memory to keep track of everything, but memory isn't always reliable. Memory is actually selective, emotional, affected by stress. That's why we forget things at the worst times or lie awake at night with racing thoughts. This is where a thought download, or as I like to call it, a brain dump comes in. When you take everything swirling in your mind and write it down. No judgment, no editing, you offload that mental clutter. So what we end up doing is, instead of losing our thoughts, we're giving them a home. And once I've found my mind is no longer busy holding everything, it's free to do what it does best: create, solve, reflect, imagine, heal. This isn't just a productivity hack. It's an act of kindness towards your future self. A clear mind creates space for calm, presence, and clarity. It's really how you can move so quickly from "I can't think straight" to "I know exactly what to do next." So no wonder we're feeling overwhelmed, right? When we've got all this collected in our brain. Our brain dump is simply the practice of taking all that mental clutter, getting it out on paper into the open. It's almost like a spring cleaning for your mind. And when you do this regularly, you'll notice a few things. You feel less anxious because you're proving to your brain that it doesn't have to hold everything. You start to see patterns. What's taking up the most space in my mind? Often when I do a thought download and there's something repeated that keeps coming up, that's just like a little signal. Kindle, spend some time here. Focus in here. What do you need to explore? You can also get clarity on what actually matters for today and what can wait. That is such an underrated skill. What actually do I need to do today and what can wait? And maybe best of all, it brings a feeling of relief. You feel lighter, freer, like you can breathe again. It's not really about solving everything in your journal when you do a thought download or a brain dump. It's really about making space. So when should you use a thought download? Honestly, anytime your brain feels noisy. Here are some great ways to try it. First thing in the morning, especially if you woke up with a busy or an anxious mind. At the start of your week, to get a lay of the land and see what's going to unfold in the days ahead of you. I like to do mine on Sundays. At the end of a day is a great time to clear your head before you go to sleep. You could try a thought download before making a big decision, whenever you're feeling stuck or overwhelmed, or just when you know that there's a lot swirling in your mind and you need to see it on paper in order to deal with it. The beauty is it's just totally flexible. And like in every single thing on this podcast that I share with you, there's never any pressure. There's no perfection is required. There's no one right or wrong way to do it. So let's walk through a simple brain dump thought download session together. And you can pause this episode and come back when you're ready to actually write it out. And I encourage you to do that. So the first step is to just get ready. Find a quiet spot. Open your journal. Take a breath. A couple inhales here. And exhales can be helpful. You might want to set a timer. Even just start at 5 minutes. Enough time just to get things flowing without overthinking. Step two, let's just let it all out. Write everything that's on your mind. To-dos, worries, random thoughts. So things like, don't forget to text so-and-so back. Reschedule that appointment. What am I even doing with my life? I feel so confused. Like literally all of it. Don't edit it. Don't organize it. Don't judge it. Just write it as it comes. Step three. Let's look at what you wrote. Once you've emptied your brain onto the page, take a moment and just look. Let's just notice what's there. Here's some questions to ask. What's taking up the most space? What feels urgent? What feels heavy? What's just mental clutter? A powerful question that you can ask once you have everything from your brain on paper is, what is in my control here and what isn't? This can bring so much relief and perspective. Sometimes this part alone, y'all, even brings massive relief because what felt overwhelming in your mind, now once we have it on paper, suddenly looks manageable. All right, step four is an optional step, but it's one that I think is worth mentioning. You can sort your list if you want to. So it could be helpful to group your brain dump into categories. Here are some ideas. A to-do list category. A category of things to plan. A category of things to release. A group of things to pray about. Things to delegate. And things to say no to. one practice that I've gotten into a rhythm of doing is highlighting the three most important things I need to do for each day. So at the top of my planner page, my daily planner page, I have a top three, and I pull out the top three things that are most important for that day. And I just make it so okay for myself that the rest can wait. And if I get to it, amazing. But if I don't, I'm just really focused on that top three. That's helped me so much. So I want to pause here at the end and just say something important. And another just reminder for all of us. Our journal is not another to-do list. This isn't about doing it right. It's really about giving ourselves relief, some breathing room. So we just need to show up with our honest human mind and let the page hold what we've been carrying. And trust me, this helps so much. So here's your invitation for this week. Sometime in the next 24 hours, give yourself the gift of a thought download or brain dump session. Set a timer, let it out, look at what's there, and notice how you feel afterward. You might even want to make this a weekly habit, your Monday morning reset, or your Friday evening wind down. However it works for you, know this, you're allowed to put things on paper. You're allowed to take care of your mind. And journaling, even in messy, scribbled brain dumps, is such a powerful way to do that. Thank you so much for joining me in the journaling room. I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for spending time with me in the journaling room. I'm so excited to walk this journey with you. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you found this one helpful, I'd love for you to leave a review or share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. To find out more about my one-on-one life coaching practice, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Kendall Snyder Coaching. Until next time, remember, your thoughts matter, your story matters. Let's step into it one journal entry at a time. Talk soon.